One of the things about mindfulness and wisdom, just to briefly state, is that it can come across as intrinsically passive, but we can be mindful of our own capacity to act. So being mindful, or kind of quote, and just watching, doesn't mean not saying anything, not taking action. It's, you know, Satipatthana, the foundations of mindfulness, but we can be completely mindful of taking initiative. It doesn't imply passivity, and that's a very, very common misunderstanding. I could spend a week on that subject. I feel it's very important that just watching something or being aware of something does not imply passivity. We can just watch our taking of initiative. Our capacity to act is part of the way things are. And sometimes being the watcher, or being the observer, being the one who knows, or the embodying the knowing element can imply a sense of don't say anything, don't do anything, freeze. You know, just like be passive or be numb. That's not the way of the Buddha at all. Being mindful, or being the watcher, being the observer, it includes our capacity to relate mindfully and to take action in situations, and that we can mindfully observe making choices. It's not an intrusion upon peace. Like in T.S. Eliot's poem, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, do I dare disturb the universe? You are the universe. It's like, I'm not sure why T.S. Eliot phrased it that way. Maybe he was trying to imply that. You think, if I take some action, if I do something, it is disturbing the universe. From the Buddha's point of view, not necessarily. The Buddha did a lot of taking action. He was extraordinarily creative and took a lot of initiative in his life and his bequest of teachings and the Buddha Dhamma to the world, the establishment of the Sangha and so forth. That capacity to choose, to take action, to engage, it's not a disturbance to the universe, but we are the universe. If there is mindfulness and wisdom, that isn't being put aside in order to say something or do something. It's the best way in order to act and speak and to engage. As I said, you could spend a whole week on that theme. It's a very, very common misunderstanding. Should I do something or should I just be mindful, Ajahn? It's like, no, no, no. Experiencing irritated feeling arising. How many times do I have to say it's not like that?